Welcome, everybody. Share number 1298 in the writing. It's share number 450. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, just a quick review. We want to go through a quick review in reference to fruits, which are eaten during the course of a meal. We've been learning about that, and we just want to, you know, sort of like sum it up and try and bunch it all together, get a, you know, we'll be able to remember it a little bit better like that. So in general, all types of fruits, rule number one, all types of fruits, in the general rule is, when they're eaten during the course of a meal, need a bracha. Now, an easy way to remember when one would not need an extra bracha on fruit during the course of a meal is written below. We're going to go through basically four different case scenarios whereby when one would not eat, would not have to make a bracha. And, in other words, if it doesn't fit into one of these four categories, in general, one has to make a bracha on fruit when it's eaten during the course of a meal. So in general, there are four different times during the course of a meal when one would not eat an extra fruit. Firstly, you have an appetizer. We've spoken about in the past an appetizer. We said that appetizer is actually machlokes ha-poiskim. It's a dispute amongst the poiskim, and we mentioned a couple of ways to get out of it because of the fact it's a questionable situation for the various different reasons which we spoke about. So in other words, when one eats fruit as an appetizer, we said either a different fruit, one could eat a different fruit, we said either to eat a different fruit and make a bracha on that. In other words, a fruit that's not part of the appetizer whereby you have to make a bracha. Or you could eat a small piece of fruit before going to wash, preferably less than a kazayis, and have in mind the appetizer. So in other words, again, before you go to wash, you could eat a piece of the appetizer or a piece of a different fruit. Let's say it's ha'etz, so you make a ha'etz on that little piece, and then you have in mind the appetizer. Preferably it should be less than a kazayis. Like this, you don't get yourself into a question of having to make an after bracha, which is a totally separate set of halachas. Now, the second way where one would not have to make a bracha on a fruit. So again, appetizers is a machlokes. That's a questionable situation. We spoke about ways to get out of it. Now, a second way where one would and in general, I do want to mention an appetizer for whatever reason, a person's stuck and they have to eat the appetizer and there's no other fruit and they did not eat a fruit before and there's no way to work with it. So in general, one should not make an extra bracha. The Rabbanan brings down the minhag ha'olam is not to make a bracha on appetizers. So if you're stuck and you don't have any other choice, in general, as long as you know for sure that it's an appetizer, it's a real appetizer, so one would not make a bracha. But whatever you could do to get out of it, you try. So a second way where one would not have to make a bracha on fruit is if they eat it together with bread, right? If you're eating fruit together with bread, if it's a dessert, if you're eating dessert together with bread, it would have to be eaten, every bite of fruit would have to be eaten with some bread. You have to eat every bite. If you miss one bite, you eat by itself. Mishnah Berurah says you have to make a bracha on that bite. In general, other parts of the meal, if you eat it together with bread, usually it is fine, even though you did not eat it every single bite. If it's throughout the meal, the Mishnah Berurah said that was a little bit of a questionable situation. He said to first eat a piece of fruit and make a bracha on the fruit, like if somebody eats throughout the meal, not really as a course, or even as a course, or here and there, they'll take a little bit of fruit. One should try and make a bracha on a piece of fruit by itself, and then they could just eat it together with bread or whatever the case might be. But if you're eating fruit together with bread, the 100% the best way to go, if one has to do it, especially if it's a dessert, to eat it every bite together with bread. So if it's a dessert, that's the only way to do it, basically. Okay. And then one would not have to make an extra bracha on the dessert. A third way which no extra bracha would be needed is if the fruit is the main course. In other words, the fruit is your meal. What am I eating? I'm eating fruit. I'm going to wash for bread, eat the right amount in the right amount of time, and my meal is fruit. Finish. Whether it's a fruit platter, whether it's a fruit salad, whatever the case might be. There was something called a Waldorf salad, and these type of things. So that would be, and that's your meal. So then, even though you wash, but your meal is fruit, so you would not have to make a bracha on the fruit. It is brought down to if possible, to eat this, to start eating it with bread, if it's possible, even though the fruit is the only meal, dish that you're going to be eating throughout the meal. If you did not, Aruch HaShulchan said it will still be okay, but even in that case, whereby the only thing you're eating is fruit, it is good to eat a little bit to start with bread. A fourth way whereby, in general, one would not make an extra bracha on the fruit, is when the fruit is prepared as an accompaniment to the main food. For example, when it has been specifically prepared for the purpose, for example, cooking, grating, whatever the case is. For example, you have sometimes prunes, pineapples, almonds cooked together with meat to sweeten up the meat. And it's mamash, pretty much a tuffle to the, it's subordinate to the meat, to the chicken, whatever the case might be. Prunes, like we said, pineapples, almonds, these type of things. Sometimes almonds mixed in rice or whatever. And couscous, I think it is, these type of things. So then you would not make a bracha on the fruit also. Another example would be applesauce poured onto latkes. So you would just make a bracha on, you would not make a bracha on the latkes. Latkes is covered, right? The latkes, potatoes, is the part of the main meal. Another example would be a Waldorf salad, which also has fruits in it, is also part of the main meal. Those things, one would not make an extra bracha, because again, either it's part of the main meal, like the salad, or when you're pouring the applesauce onto the latkes is the main thing. So the applesauce is a tuffle, is subordinate to the latke, or the prunes, pineapple, these type of things are all basically part of the chicken. So in those cases, you would not have to make an extra bracha. In all of the above cases, in general, no extra bracha would be needed. Otherwise, if one does eat fruit and it doesn't fall into one of those cases, one would make a bracha during the course, if they eat fruit during the course of the meal. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch, Kol Tuv.